कावात्मवृत्तैरदनाद्वनिरङ्गवाति विष्णो कलस्य निमिषोन्मकरौ च कर्णौ विष्णो कलस्य निमिषोन्मकरौ च कर्णौ उद्विग्नमीनायुगलं द्विजपङ्क्तिशोचिर् उद्विग्नमीनयुगलं द्विजपङ्क्तिशोचिर् आसन्नभृङ्गनिकरं शरयिन्मुखं ते आसन्नभृङ्गनिकरं शरयिन्मुखं ते कावात्मवृत्तैरदनाद्वनिरङ्गवाति कावात्मवृत्तैरदनाद्वनिरङ्गवाति विष्णो कलस्य निमिषोन्मकरौ च कर्णौ कलस्य निमिषोन्मकरौ च कर्णौ उद्विग्नमीनयुगलं द्विजपङ्क्तिशोचिर् मीनयुगलं द्विजपङ्क्तिशोचिर् आसन्नभृङ्गनिकरं शरयन्मुखं ते मंत्र जी को रिपीट करेंगे कावात्मवृत्तरदनाद्वनिरङ्गवाति विष्णो कलस्य निमिषोन्मकरौ च कर्णौ उद्विग्नमीनयुगलं द्विजपङ्क्तिशोचे आसन्नभृङ्गनिकरं शरयन्मुखं ते कावात्मवृत्तिरदनाद्वविरङ्गवाति विष्णो कलस्य निमिषोन्मकरौ च कर्णौ उद्विग्नमीनयुगलं द्विजपङ्क्तिशोचे आसन्नभृङ्गनिकरं शरयन्मुखं ते वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् ट्रान्स्लेशन् पर्पोर्ट् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् एसि भक्तिवेदन्त स्वामी शिलप्रभुपाद शिलप्रभुपाद की जाय का वाट् वा अण्ड् आत्मवृत्ति फुड् फार् मेण्टेनेन्स् आफ् द बाडी अदनात् by chewing of the beetle havihi pure sacrificial ingredients anga my dear friend vati emanate vishnu of lord vishnu kala expansion of the body asi you are animesha without blinking Unmakarau, two brilliant sharks. Cha, also. Karanau, 2 years. Vudvigna, restless. Meena, yugalam, possessing 2 fish. Dvijapankti, of the lines of the teeth. Sochihi, beauty. Asanna, nearby. Brunganikaram, possessing swarms of bumblebees. Saraiti, like a lake. Mukham, face. Te, your. So the context is, you might be knowing, but I am just giving a context. In this chapter of 5th canto, 2nd chapter, the Agnidharas activities are described. Now Agnidhara is a son of Maharaj Priyavrat and he went to perform austerities in a cave Mandara mountain. So based on his desire, Lord Brahmaji sent a apsara for him. So by seeing the Apsara, now he is glorifying her. So he is glorifying her beauty. And in that regard, we are reading this verse, chapter, text 13. So he is saying, he is addressing her from text 6 to 16. So this is 13th verse in between. So he is saying to her, "My dear friend, what do you eat to maintain your body? Because you are chewing betel, a pleasant scent is emanating from your mouth. This proves that you always eat the remnants of food offered to Vishnu. Indeed, you must also be an expansion of Lord Vishnu's body. Your face is as beautiful as a pleasing lake. Your jeweled earrings resemble two brilliant sharks with unblinking eyes like those of Vishnu. Your own eyes resemble two restless fish. Simultaneously, therefore, two sharks and two restless fish are swimming in the lake of your face. Besides them, the white rows of your teeth seem like rows of very beautiful swans in the water, and your scattered hair resembles swans of bumblebees following the beauty of your face." Purport. The devotees of Lord Vishnu are also his expansions. They are called Vibhinna Amsha. Lord Vishnu is offered all kinds of sacrificial ingredients, and because the devotees always eat prasad, the remnants of his food, the scent of sacrificial ingredients emanates not only from Vishnu, but also from the devotees who eat the remnants of his food or food of his devotees. Agnidra considered Purochiti an expansion of Lord Vishnu because of pleasing scent of her body. Aside from that, because of her jeweled earrings shaped like sharks, because of her scattered hair resembling bumblebees, mad after the scent of her body, and because of the white rows of her teeth which resemble swans, Agnidra compared Purochiti's face to a beautiful lake decorated with lotus flowers, fish, swans and bumblebees. So we offer our prayers and we'll start with we will see some points from what we understand from this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namavam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swame Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Ditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Seeking blessings of all the Vaishnavas to speak something on this Srimad Bhagavatam, exalted Srimad Bhagavatam, that too, this chapter is very, on one level, very bewildering and very instructive as well, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 2nd chapter. So we sincerely seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas to learn something from this chapter and this the amazing character of Agnidra. So we will just see a first summary of this chapter, summary in the sense what we already went through from the beginning of chapter, and then we'll try to see some of the points. So this topic, Agnidra, as we discussed, that he's eldest son of Maharaj Priyavrat. Once Priyavrat went to his austerities again to forest. So his eldest son Agnidra was given the rule. And it is said that in the first verse, 1 to 5 verses explain how Agnidra ruled his kingdom. It said that, of course, we will just go through that summary of the chapter, what Prabhupada says there. So Agnidra is considered that is like a father like taking care of children. He was taking care of all the citizens. That was his rule, as directed by, let us see, first that one, as directed by his father. So that's how he was ruling. So then he got the desire that now I need to have a son now, because he wants to continue the kingdom. He has to continue the kingdom to be given to a qualified son. So he had a desire to have a son. So Prabhupada giving summary, we will just see the summary and we will go to the points. In this chapter, character of Maharaj Agnidra is described. When Maharaj Priyavrat went off to spiritual realization, his son Agnidra became the ruler of Jambudvip in accordance with Maharaj Priyavrat's instructions and maintained its residence with same affection as a father feels for his sons. So that was his rule. It shows his character. He is not like a vagabond, going for irresponsible and illegal activities. He is ruling very nicely and is taking care of his citizens and according to his father's directions. So it shows that how his character is very bona fide. At the same time, he is following all the rules and regulations. But once Maharaj Agnidra desired to have a son, therefore he entered a cave of Mandara mountain to practice austerity. So this Mandara mountain is very famous. Mount Meru, we have a description in our creation. How along with Mount Meru, there are 4 mountains are there surrounding the Mount Meru. One is Mandara mountain. Mandara mountain is considered like a very, very beautiful place. Both for austerities and also for a sporting place of the demigods. It's called Nandanandana gardens are next to Mandara mountain. So even Hiranyakashipu did tapasya in Mandara mountain when he was doing, especially the worshippers of Brahma goes there. Even Hiranyakashipu is worshipping Brahma. Now our Agnidra is also worshipping Brahma for having a desire to have a son. So we will see that one. So the forest is considered generally a mode of goodness. Prabhupada writes also, forest is generally in the mode of goodness. But also it depends on the desire of the person who is there. Because those who are going for austerities and all, definitely they are in mode of goodness at one level. Those who are, if you see a very good park, if a person who is in mode of goodness, he thinks, okay, if I have a very good book, I can cram it immediately within an hour. I can just sit under a tree and just go through the book from starting to end. One may feel like that. And some devotees also go into forest to study. Having a peaceful place. But a person in mode of passion inside, they have desires, then, okay, let me have a romantic duet. Right? That's what demigods, trying to enjoy there in the Nandana gardens. That's why in movies also we see so many duets are in parks and all. So it's based on the modes are internal modes activate, though the place may be a particular mode, But it depends on the person's desires also. We see Hiranyakashipu is doing the same tapasya in Mandana Mountain, but he has entirely different desires. I mean, he is in more complete mode of ignorance, right? So not only the place, it has its own significance, but also it changes by the desires of a person. So he also went to Mandara Mountain to do tapasya. Understanding his desire, Lord Brahma sent a celestial girl named Puruchiti to Agnidara's hermitage. After dressing herself very attractively, she presented herself before him with various feminine movements, and Agnidara was naturally attracted to her. The girl's actions, expressions, smiles, sweet words and moving eyes were fascinating to him. Agnidara was expert in flattery. Thus he attracted the celestial girl, who was pleased to accept him as her husband because of his mellifluous words. So this section shows that 6 to 16, he had the desire to have a son. To have a son, especially to carry on kingdom and take up responsibilities further, definitely. That's what the main concern of the many kings. After tomorrow we are going to celebrate Ram Navami, 30th. Dasharatha also felt like the same. I need to have a son. I don't have a son. Who will rule the kingdom? That's the main responsibility of the kings. Those who are very pious and very dharmic kings. That's the main responsibility, to hand over the kingdom to a very responsible son. So it's not explicitly mentioned here, but that's what is I understood from the whole chapter, that he needed to have a son. Of course, Prabhupada comments that that's fifth verse comes that he wanted to go to Pitruloka. That's why he wanted to son. That's what Prabhupada comments, that he wanted to go to Pitruloka. Because he wanted to go to Pitruloka, heavenly planets, he need to have a son, a qualified son. For that also you need to have a qualified son. He cannot go to Pitruloka just by having a very irreligious son. The son who is very religious and performing according to Shastras, who does Pindadan and etc., they can only stay in the Pitruloka for long. So for that, he wanted a son, a qualified son. So, but his desire was to go to Pitruloka, according to text 5. Prabhupada also corroborates that he had that desire to go to Pitruloka. So, yeah, to have a son, that's the amazing thing. He wanted to have a son. He went to do austerities. Because to purify oneself, consciousness, so that we have a proper consciousness to have a good son. Based on our punya, we will have a sons. And based on our karma, we have the children also. Mostly, it may not be directly proportional, but mostly based on our own karma, we have our children. We generally hear in our society also, in Telugu there is a saying, karma gali pettavara naku. Means that because of my own past deeds, I had the children. especially if they are very notorious, if they are very crazy, then they say like that, because of my past karma, you are born. So that's kind of a understanding. Based on our karma, we will have a children. So in order to get a good pious credits, he went to Mandara Mountain to do austerities, to get blessings, to please Brahma especially. So he pleased Brahma, and Brahma sent Apsara named Puruchiti. And Puruchiti came, and he attracted to her, and they married and they had children. She enjoyed royal happiness with Agnidara for many years before returning to her abode in the heavenly planets. In her womb, Agnidara begot 9 sons: Nabi, Kimpurusha, Harivarsha, Ilavrata, Ramyaka, Hiranya, Kuru, Bhadrashva and Ketumala. He gave them 9 islands with the names corresponding to theirs. Agnidara, however, his senses unsatisfied, was always thinking of her celestial wife, and therefore in his next life he was born in her celestial planet. After death of Agnidara, his 9 sons married 9 daughters of Meru named Meru Devi, Pratirupa, ಉಗ್ರಧಂಶ್ರಿ ಲತಾ ರಮ್ಯಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ನಾರಿ ಭದ್ರಾಣ್ ದೇವತಿ ದೇವವೀತಿ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಹೌ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಹಿ ಗಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸನ್ಸ್, ಈವನ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಸನ್ಸ್. ನಾಭಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪರ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ದ ನ್ಯಾರೇಷನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್. ದೋ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ದ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾ, ಇಫ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಜನರಲಿ ವಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಕೇಸಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ರೂಲ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ್ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಬಟ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಭುರಾಜ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಷಿಯೇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ಒನ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟೇಟರ್ ಆನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಿಯವ್ರತ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾ, ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೌ ನಾಭಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಕರ್ಮಣಾ ದೈವನೇತ್ರೇಣ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಹೌ ದ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ವರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈನ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರೇಷನ್ ದಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸನ್. ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಜನರಲಿ ಹೌ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಾದರ್, ಬಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದ ಕೇಸ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್, ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ವಾಸ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ಲಿ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಭಿ. ನಾಭಿ ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ರಿಷಭ್ ದೇವ್. ವಿಲ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರೀಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್, ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರೀಡ್ ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಿಷಭ್ ದೇವ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಯಾ, ವಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಎ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಸೋಲ್, ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಸೋಲ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಎವ್ರಿವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಆನಂದಮಯೋಭ್ಯಾಸಾತ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಓಪನ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಸ್ಪಿರಿಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಬಲ್ ಟು ದ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್. ಸೋಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್. ದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಬೋತ್. ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ವರ್ಟೆಡ್ ನೌ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲುಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಪರ್ವರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಇಂಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್, ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್, ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ದೋಸ್ ವು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ವಿ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೀತಾ, ಆ್ಯಸ್ ವಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಡೂಯರ್ಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಡೂಯರ್ಸ್: ದ ಸೋಲ್, ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಆನ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ದ ಸೋಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಿ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಡಿಸೈರ್, ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟರ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ದ ಸೋಲ್, ಹಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೋಲ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎ ಡಿಸೈರ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್, ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಸ್ಮೆಲ್ಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ಅರೇಂಜಸ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ಲಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು. ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಕುಡ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಪೂರ್ವಚಿತ್ತಿ ಟು ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ. ಸೊ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅರೇಂಜಸ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಸೋಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ದ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ವರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಅಟ್ಮಾಸ್ಫಿಯರ್, ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಲಾಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್, ಪರ್ವರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ, ದಟ್ ಅಗ್ನಿದ್ರ ಈಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಟೂ ಮಚ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ. ಸೊ ಈ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದ ಮೈನ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ದಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಹೌ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಲ್ಟಿವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್. ಐ ಮೀನ್, ಹೌ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೌ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ದೆಮ್, how much extent we can fulfill them, under what circumstances we need to fulfill them, and how to purify them. This we need to be extremely careful about. So that we will see, comparing to Agnidra's character, activities. So we will see in two sections. First section we will try to discuss between Agnidra and as a sadhaka, we are practicing devotees, and Agnidra considering his character as a being a conditioned soul. Let us take it as that section, that part of the Agnidras, to understand what we can apply in our life. So as a, second verse, we discussed that he had a desire to go to Pitruloka. And then as a sadhaka, he went to Mandara mountain to do austerities. And as a sadhaka, we do our sadhana every day in a particular time, especially in the morning. So we need to be careful about desires, what we are cultivating our desires, especially in chanting. We do our chanting in the morning and we do our morning program. Morning program, let us consider it as a sadhana, just like Agnidra's, his austerities in Mandara. So the whole morning program is about fine-tuning our desires. The morning program is about fine-tuning our desires, especially chanting. We are desiring, that's the main aspect of the chanting or even offering morning prayers. We express our desires, right? Even Tulsi Arati, we express our desire. Seva adhikara diye koru nija dasi. We always longing for the service. So that's our desire. We are cultivating the desire. Even the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are hearing from His Grace Gaur Charan Prabhu, the meanings of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's always a prayer. It's a meaning is there, that especially given by Prabhupada, that let me be engaged in your service. Till now I have been engaged in Maya service. Let me resign now. Prabhupada mentions in many lectures explaining the meaning of the mantra. My dear Lord, I am engaged in Maya service for so many lifetimes. Let me resign now to this company, Maya's company. And let me please accept my application into your company, Krishna's company. So that's the meaning of the mantra, that please engage me in your service. Definitely we have desires, other desires also, material desires may have in our heart. So the test of seriousness of a sadhaka is not about having material desires. So the test of seriousness in devotional service is not about having material desires, but the readiness to resist the temptations, to resist the material desires, to purify our material desires. That is the test of our seriousness in devotional service. So definitely, everybody has material desires. That's why we are in this material world. We are conditioned by material desires. But because we are taking up devotional service and we are striving hard to purify our material desires, we should not have utopian idea that because I started devotional service now, I should be immediately, from tomorrow I should be pure devotee. I should not have any material desire in my mind. No, we cannot expect such a utopian situation immediately. That can happen in some great case, in many cases it happened, especially in the era of Lord Chaitanya, it happened. For so many devotees it has such a great change, immediate change, like Jaga and Matai, like Ajamil. Definitely these stories are there to encourage us, to inspire us, how the powerful the process is. So we need to exercise that, we need to test ourselves. The seriousness is not just about having material desires, but the readiness that we are trying to purify our desires. So that's what we understand. And he went to do Mandara mountain to do worship. So we also select a place to do our sadhana, adhishthan. In five aspects of success, Krishna explains in Gita 18th chapter. One is adhishthan. Adhishthan is a place. The place is very crucial place. That's why we come to temple hall, we chant in a very peaceful place, very spiritually vibrant place. We select a place where there is no lot of distraction for our activities, especially. That's why everything has a place. I mean, schools are there so that children go and study, music classes, whatever activity, we have a particular place to do it. So especially for sadhana, we need to select a place where there is no external distractions, also internal distractions. That will come to the next topic. So based on, of course, we are comparing Agnidra, because Agnidra's case is different. He has a material desire to have a wife, good wife, and his desire is fulfilled by Brahma. In Sadhaka's case, we have desires to please the Lord, and we have desires to please our senses also, material desires. So we need to be careful when the desires pop up. So Brahma sent a Purvachiti here, and inside us, when we are doing sadhana, is like a mind is like a special agent to send many things. The mind keeps on popping up with so many things, not only from this life, from millions of lifetimes we have been cultivating these material desires. So mind comes with so many distractions internally. So we need to be careful about what mind is presenting to in its own way. So that's why we need to be careful activating the intelligence, so that see what exactly mind is presenting before us while doing our sadhana, and carefully avoiding that and trying to focus on our purpose. So that's the main point in our sadhana. So then in the verse 5, then she started strolling after coming. When she came, she was doing meditation with half closed eyes, as expressed in Yoga Shastras. But the moment he heard the tingling bells, then he opened eyes and saw. So that's where he started meditating. So that's where he also understood that later on it comes that this is the desire of Lord Brahma. Based on my desire, he sent. He understood later. But he was doing tapasya till that time, austerity. So that's where the started distraction. So in sadhaka's life also, we need to be careful about what we see. Exactly not what we see, but what we meditate on. So it's the second chapter, it comes, Jayato vishyan pumsan sangastesho pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate. So it comes that dhyayato, it is not mentioned pashyato. Pashyato means you see. I mean, it's not about just seeing, but it is what you are meditating on. So though Haridas Thakur saw the prostitute in the dead of the night, in the lonely jungle, but though he saw, he didn't see. Because he is different, he is absorbed in some different meditation. He is absorbed in different thing. He is absorbed in Krishna, holy names. So though he saw, but he is not meditating on. He saw something different. In the case of, in the example of where Lord Brahma created, this episode comes in third canto, where Lord Brahma is creating the creation aspects. Where it said that at the twilight, when he created the demons took the position of twilight. If you remember the creation aspects, that there it comes the section where the twilight, when Brahmaji gave up the twilight, then the demons took the position of the twilight. There the demons had the internal desires, because demons means having material desires. Though there was no lady at all, they took the twilight itself as a beautiful lady. Nothing was there. Externally, there is no lady at all. But the demons were mesmerized by the formations of clouds or twilight. Twilight is like an evening, portion of the day. So they thought that this twilight is like this, like that. And they started developing so many desires internally. Externally, there was nothing. So there is subjective experience and there is objective reality. Objectively seeing, there is nothing externally. But because they had so many desires internally, having material desires, they are only seeing everything, everywhere like that. So, where in case of Haridas Thakur, externally there was a reality, a prostitute is there before, in the dead of the night. But internally he is completely pure. So he is not at all, seeing at all her. Though he is seeing, but he is not seeing at all. Rather, he completely purified her within 3 nights. He became such a great saint. It is said that all the Vaishnavas are going and taking blessings from her. She was chanting 192 rounds every day after 3 days. That's the potency of Haridas Thakur. So that's the purity of Haridas Thakur. So because we are not on that level, so we need to be careful about what we see with our eyes. Not what we see, but what we take in and trying to meditate on. We should be careful about what we meditate internally. So that's what we are learning from Agnidra. So then text 6, he says, text 6 to 16 basically is talking to her. Now she came and he saw her and he started talking to her because he also wanted to have her as a wife. And before knowing, taking as a wife, she wanted to know who is she, where she is coming from, and how he attracted her. So that's what the conversation. So I started meditating her and seeing her. So then here we learn that there is a objects of pleasure. He is completely captivated by the pleasure aspect here. But when we do our sadhana, when we are trying to do our sadhana, both pleasures and pains are distractions. Not only pleasures. This is the duality of our life. We are not only distracted by pleasures, mainly pleasures, but many times by pains also in life. We undergo so many pains in our life. So they will also be the source of distraction for us. If we are undergoing severe pain of loss of some relative, loss, especially loss of children, or some relatives having some critical issues, or my own health issues. If you have we should not desire, but if let us suppose I have a cancer, then the thought of a cancer and having that pain is so much distracting from my sadhana and hearing the holy name or praying to the Lord. It will become completely distracting. So both pleasure and pain are both a source of distraction, and we need to identify that. But general experience is that pain takes towards Krishna more than pleasure, right? When you experience a pain, then people call out, Ardho Ardhardi, right? Ardho means you are in distress. Gajendra called out for distress, for Lord. So that's one of the benefits of having pain. Pain, generally we come towards Lord more than when we are in pleasures, when we are experiencing pleasures. That's why Queen Kunti always, she is desiring that, she has always having pains, that right? What is the verse? I don't. Vipada santusa shasva tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yashat apunar bhavadarshanam. Let the calamities come again and again, because we can remember always in those calamities. So that's the one of the experiences, because the pains give us the experience of the Lord. Let us have the experience of Lord. But in general, many times it doesn't happen. Even in pain also, we may not remember Krishna. So that's why both are distractions if they are not leading to remembrance of Krishna. So no place is secure as long as mind is impure. Though we may go to Mantra Mountain, though we may go to Himalayas, or any cave, anywhere, as long as mind is impure, no place is secure. Because the enemy is inside the mind. It brings up both pleasures and pains to distract us from Krishna. So we need to be attentive to not to distract ourselves and to focus on the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we keep on focusing on sound vibration. So text 7-18 talks about he's expressing in terms of her eyes. He's saying about how her eyebrows and eyes are like bows and strings, bows and arrows. So similarly, we have same meditation as I mentioned that a conditioned soul, actually a pure soul who is attracted to Lord, he's always meditating on the Lord's form. These prayers comes in our third canto, 28th chapter, that how a sadhaka meditates on every limb of the Lord. The lotus feet of the Lord, the knees of the Lord, the thighs of the Lord, the navel of the Lord, chest of the Lord, the beautiful countenance of the Lord. Beautiful verses come. Sanchintayet bhagavatascharanara vendam vajram kushadvajasaroru halanchanadyam uttunga rakta velasan nakachakra vala josna birahat mahat rudayandhakaram. So these are the meditation on the lotus feet. What are the marks are there on the Lord's lotus feet? Different marks are there on the lotus feet. Every day we take a charana, this shatari. Shatari, if you see, there are lotus feet are there on the shatari. Of course, this is a different story, what shatari and why the lotus feet and all. Different story is there. But lotus feet is on top of shatari, what we take every day in the morning. On the shatari, we have two lotus feet. Every day they offer it to the Lord's lotus feet. And the symbols are there on the lotus feet. Vajra Ankusha. Vajra is there, Ankusha is there, the fish is there, lotus is there. There are different marks are there. So they are protecting us from all the ill effects. Vajra Ankusha. So there is a lot of meditation is there. So the yogi is given this kind of meditation on the Lord. Of course, we are also supposed to. We are supposed to meditate on these beautiful limbs of the Lord. But because we are thirsty for material happiness, we are meditating on material objects. That's what Agnidra is doing here. Not only Agnidra, in different lifetimes, I was also doing the same thing. Material beauty, that's what everybody is attracted. The beauty is undying fact. Because the soul is longing for pleasure, it's undeniable fact that I want to experience pleasure through senses. So different senses are thirsty for different things, the five senses. Especially eyes are thirsty for beauty. But the story of Agnidra is saying that we cannot be satisfied with the beauty of material beauty. But we can only be satisfied with the beauty of the Lord. That's why every day we sing in the morning 7 o'clock Arati. Anga niyascha sakalendriya vritti manti. Sorry, no, not this verse. First verse. Venum kvanantam. Venum kvanantam aravinda dalaya taksham varahavatam samasitam budasundarangam kandarpakotika maniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami kandarpakotika maniya vishesha shobham. Lord's beauty is really attracted by millions of cubits. That's the beauty of the Lord, which we are supposed to be attracted. But because we are conditioned, we are attracted to many other beauties of this material world. But that's what here in the Agnidra is conveying, that we cannot be satisfied with this beauty. It's only temporary beauty. It's always said in English, beauty is skin deep. Famous songs are there on this. Beauty is skin deep. Anyway, but text 9-12, we have glorifying Purochiti in a very cleverly way. He is addressing not as a girl. His poetry was, he is addressing as a boy, as a muni, as a sage. Hey, you came as a boy. How are you? Where you are coming from? What you eat? How you developed such a beautiful body? So this is a different language. I mean, I'm just trying to understand why this section is conveying like that. I was trying to hear from many speakers. So I heard that from Chetan Chandra Prabhu, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is also Kavya, is a literature of Kavya. Kavya literatures has to glorify different rasas. So all the rasas has to be mentioned in Kavya. So that, all the rasas means there is Shringar rasa also that needs to be expressed. Of course, the Shringar rasa of Krishna is to be glorified, not the mundane Shringar rasa. So, but that has to be expressed. So this, some of the aspects are mentioned in this literature in this way, that Kavya literatures express this rasa. So that Kavya has to be very poetic. So this is one of the poetry is to glorify indirect way. So that's what Agnidra is doing. He is addressing her as a boy, as a muni who is very beautiful. So he is cleverly glorifying her, and she is also very much pleased by his glorification. That's how the subtle aspects of the exchange happens. The happiness is at different levels. That's the very, very subtle aspect of loving exchanges. This also we see in Krishna's and Gopis and Radharani pastimes. Definitely the same will be there, but it is all reflected. Just like Prabhupada always gives example of a tree. A tree is like just like a banyan tree standing on a river. And reflection we see in the water. What is the top of the tree is the bottommost in the shadow or in the reflection. So what we see the topmost in Goloka, the pure, the sacred exchanges between Radha and Krishna are completely perverted in the material rasa, the material reflection. It's the bottommost. So that's why we need to understand there is a great gulf of difference between what exchanges between Radha and Krishna and Gopis and the material exchanges of Sangha rasa in this material world. That's why when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to print this Gita Govinda is one of the very, very esoteric books on Radha and Krishna's and their pastimes. And that was, we cannot even understand what to speak of reciting and understanding. But that is extremely pure, extremely elevated and released by many pure devotees. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati were very, because they are pure souls, he wanted to print it and publish it and distribute it. What to speak of printing? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was pressing Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I want to print. He said, no, we should not print. Twice he asked, no, we should not print. Third time he asked, he said, okay, print two books. One for you, one for me. That's it. So that's the extremely careful we should be, how we are presenting the topic. Even Prabhupada also very, very cautious and told also, we should not discuss even Krishna's Rasa Leela pastimes in public. Because they are extremely on top, what is considered extremely on top in Goloka, and that's like just like a treetop, is extremely reflected in reflection, considered or reflected as the bottommost in the material world. So that's how these exchanges are, we need to understood, these to be understood and read also while we are reading or where we are hearing. We should be extremely careful what we are hearing and how we are hearing, whom we are hearing from, that content. So definitely, Shrunvatam Sokata Krishna Punya Shravana Ketanaha Hrudyantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhursatam. Definitely, Krishna's pastimes we need to hear for the purification of our heart. But the content also we should be extremely careful and whom we are hearing from. So the glorification of mundane rasa and spiritual rasa is entirely different, just like gold and iron. Yesterday, His Grace Adhikesha Prabhu is very much expressing the idea of this in the through Ramanuja's pastime. There is a beautiful story of Ramanuja's, a story in his life story. The same theme is explained in that pastime. That pastime captures the essence of this story. How Dhanurdhas, later initiated name, Dhanurdhas, was seeing a lady who has such a beautiful eyes. So though the procession was going on the road, he was completely absorbed in seeing her eyes. Ramanujacharya personally asked him, What you are saying here, possession is going on, glorification is going on, music is going on. What you are attracted to? I am attracted to her eyes. So Ramanuja said, if I show you more beautiful eyes than this, then he said, okay. Then tomorrow you come, Ramanuja said. Then tomorrow he came and Ramanuja took directly into Sanctum Sanctorium, into Sri Ranganath. And he was, while Aarti was going on, he started from feet. Aarti starts from feet. At the moment he started observing and seeing the Lord. When he came to the face, when the Aarti came to the face, he saw the beautiful eyes of the Lord. And Ramajacharya was praying to the Lord, please help him to see something beautiful. So the moment he got realization and the revelation, he completely was mesmerized by seeing the beauty of the Lord. He was completely changed. The next day, from that day onwards, both are married. They became the such a chaste disciples of Ramanujacharya. Dhanurdas and her name, Hemamba, I think. So such a dedicated disciples of Ramanujacharya. So that's how the Guru reveals the beauty of the Lord. How, who is attracted, who is absorbed in the material beauty of this material world, he has the capacity and he can only reveal the beauty of the Lord. So that's the mercy of the Vaishnavas. That's how we seek always the blessings and mercy of the Vaishnavas. That's how we need to begging blessings of the all the Vaishnavas and Acharyas to reveal, to take the blessings and to receive the blessings so that we are absorbed not in the material beauty, but in the beauty of the Lord and in glorification of the Lord. So I will just conclude with a beautiful shloka from Mukundamala Stotra, where the same glorification, but unfortunately Agnidra is glorifying a material beauty, but he is comparing to Vishnu also here. He is like an expansion of Vishnu body, he is saying. So we'll just recite this verse and we'll pause here. Please repeat after me. Kara charana saroje kanti man netramine. Kara charana saroje kanti man netramine. Shramamusha bhuja vichi vyakule gada marge. Hari sarasi vigahya piyate jo jalaugam. Bhavamaru parikinna klesha madhyatya jami. Bhavamaru parikinna klesha madhyatya jami. So this is a beautiful verse. He is saying that karacharana saroje. Karacharana, the hands and lotus feet. Saroja, they are like a lotus flowers. Kantiman netramine. Netra, the lotus eyes. Netra are here compared to mine, the, fish, beautiful fish. If you see Madan Mohan eyes, exactly like a mean, like a fish. Kanti man netra mine, shrama mushe puchi vichi vyakule gada marge. Because we are tired, we are fatigued, we are thirsty now because of fatigue of this material existence, bhavamaru. We are going through bhavamaru, means material existence is like compared to like a desert. Here, Bhavamaru, this material world is compared to like a desert. And where we are in desert, we are thirsty. All the senses are like thirsty for different things. Beautiful things, beautiful music, beautiful touch, beautiful taste, beautiful smell. All the senses are thirsty for a great experience. But unfortunately, in this Bhavamaru, Parikinna, we are fatigued. Klesha. And because of that, we are being suffering. Then what to do now? We have to take shelter at the lotus feet of, by meditating on the Harisarasi. So there is a saras. Saras means it's like a lake. What is that lake? Harisarasi. Compared to Hari is compared to a lake. Just like here, Agnidara is comparing the lotus face of her, Purochitti, as a lake. He is a Hari. Actually, the Hari is a It's a beautiful lake. Hari sarasi vigahya piyate jo jalogham. I just dive in the glory of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord. So by that I completely refresh myself in the glory of the Lord, in the beauty of the Lord. So that's how we need to take shelter in the beauty of the Lord and glorifying the Lord. We can also get satisfied by the wonderful beauty of the Lord and the service of the Lord. Thank you very much. We pause here. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.